Eventually, they found themselves expelled with great force into a fast-flowing river. Exhausted, they clung to passing driftwood. As the waters slowly calmed, a stillness filled the air, and as they viewed all around them, they realized that they had been carried into a vast ocean, stretching as far as the eye could see to an achromatic horizon. Behind them and on each side were enormous cliffs and huge capes, the landscape lit with clear, dry whiteness in the nature of the Aurora Borealis, demonstrating the incredible phenomena of endless daylight. They had discovered the Lidenbrook Sea. A natural tide, governed by the unseen moon, carried them to a shore within a small cove. Huge pieces of driftwood lay scattered all around, whilst beneath their feet the bones of antediluvian sea reptiles formed a fossil beach. Gazing out to sea, they witnessed translucent fish from a far-gone age leap high above the waves for but a brief second of time before caressing the surface and disappearing beneath the gentle swell of the ocean. Above this playful exhibition, to their stunned amazement, a huge creature, a pterodactyl, flew in ever-decreasing circles, preparing to home in on its prey. Behind them, from a crevice high in the cliff face, the largest prehistoric winged lizard from the Jurassic period prepared for flight, the Quetzalcoatlus. With a huge wingspan measuring twice that of its enormous angular body, it took off towards its predetermined battle zone. Sensing danger, the pterodactyl turned in midair to flee, but the speed and ferocity of the attack had caught the creature completely unawares. Its role as the hunter had now become that of the hunted. As the Quetzalcoatlus inflicted wound after wound upon its hapless victim, large droplets of blood rained into the sea below, forming dark, crimson circular pools, before being hastily dispersed by the waves, eager to destroy all evidence. As the pterodactyl lost its fight for life, it fell to the mercy of the ocean, where, just minutes earlier, the fish it had hunted for food now reversed the roles in nature's play. As the Quetzalcoatlus returned to its refuge in the cliff face, the Lidenbrook Sea gave no clue as to the drama they had just witnessed.